This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. In the final leg of his five-nation visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Windhoek in Namibia today at the invitation of Namibian President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah. This will be the first visit of PM Modi to the country and the third ever prime ministerial visit from India to Namibia after nearly three decades. Delegation-level talks between India and Namibia are scheduled to take place at the State House. Several MOUs are expected to be signed, focusing on expanding cooperation in key areas such as energy security, healthcare, and pharmaceuticals. Additionally, Mr. Modi will be conferred with Namibia's highest civilian award in recognition of his contributions to strengthening bilateral ties. Earlier, Prime Minister held talks with Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in Brasilia yesterday. Speaking at a joint press conference alongside the Brazilian President, Mr. Modi said that India and Brazil have agreed to raise bilateral trade to $20 billion over the next 5 years. Prime Minister said that both sides will also work to expand the India-Mercosur Preferential Trade Agreement. Mr. Modi said India and Brazil will work to expand cooperation in trade, clean energy, defense, artificial intelligence, and digital public infrastructure. Global Trade Terror Financing Watchdog Financial Action Task Force has said that e-commerce platforms have been used in the procurement of materials for a terrorist attack in India. This was revealed in the terrorist attack in Pulwama in Jammu and Kashmir and Gorakhnath Temple in Uttar Pradesh. FATF, in a report on a comprehensive update on terrorist financing risk, said that digital platforms such as social media, messaging applications and crowdfunding sites are increasingly being abused for terror financing. Union Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah interacted with women and other workers associated with cooperatives of Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan on the occasion of International Corporation Year. Mr. Shah also interacted with Miral Ben Rabari of Camel Breather Maldhari Corporation Society of Kutch District. During the interaction, Miral Ben requested to conduct chemical testing of camel milk and conduct research, to which Mr. Shah replied that four Ayurvedic companies are testing the medicinal properties of camel milk. A tragic bridge collapse incident near Padra in Gujarat's Vadodara district early this morning resulted in 9 fatalities and left several others injured. A portion of the Gambhira Bridge, which connects Anand and Vadodara districts, gave way, plunging 5 vehicles into the Mahisagar River. Vadodara SP Rohan Anand has confirmed the accident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives due to the collapse of bridge in Vadodara district, Gujarat. Prime Minister Modi has sanctioned an ex gratia of rupees 2 lakhs each for the next of kin of persons who lost their lives from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. The Commission of Air Quality Management has amended its earlier directive to enforce a phased ban on refueling end-of-life vehicles. In a statement, the CAQM said that all end-of-life vehicles will be denied fueling from 1st November 2025 in Delhi, Gurugram, Faridabad, Ghaziabad, Gautam Budh Nagar and Sonipat. The ban will be extended to the remaining NCR districts from 1st April 2026. The Enforcement Directorate is conducting searches at 11 locations in Amritsar, Sangrur, Patiala, Moga, Ambala, Kurukshetra and Karnal in connection with the Donkey Road case related to the illegal immigrants deported from the USA in February this year. The investigation in the case was initiated on the basis of 17 FIRs registered by police authorities in Punjab and Haryana against the travel and visa agents and middlemen who cheated various persons willing to go to the USA. The Ministry of Education is organizing a 2-day Vice Chancellor's Conference of Central Universities in Kevadia, Gujarat from tomorrow. The conference, as part of the 5 years of implementation of the National Education Policy 2020, will bring together leaders from central universities to review the institutional progress and collectively save the path ahead. A Jaguar fighter aircraft of the Indian Air Force has crashed near Churu district of Rajasthan. Police and administrative teams rushed to the spot immediately after the incident. The Churu superintendent of police said that 2 bodies were recovered from the site. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.